Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Richardson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Turley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Turley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Bosefield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ted Bosefield. And now, play ball. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio misplays the ball. That's an error on Lepsio. Bauer moves to second. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bauer moves to third. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauer scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaborn. Button reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button scores. Runnels moves to second. It's Yankees, 1, Red Sox, 1. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Jensen moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron fields it and throws to second for the out. Jensen scores. Pearsall scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Carey moves to third. One out. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carey scores. Richardson moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Richardson moves to third. Bauer moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richardson scores. Bauer scores. McDougald moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Dave Sisler now pitching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Button moves to third. Runnels moves to second. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Carey moves to second. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley is 0-for-1 in the game. Turley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carey scores. Seaburn scores. Richardson moves to second. It's 6-5, Yankees. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got two RBIs. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle. White reaches second base with a double. Lepsio moves to third. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantle. The throw from White and he is safe. Mantle steals second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mantle scores. It's 7-5, Yankees. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Yankees, 7, Red Sox, 7. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Johnny Cuck's now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen is hit by the pitch. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Jensen moves to second. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Cuck's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuck's strikes out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler bunts towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McDougald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Mantle strikes out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scourin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaborn hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0-for-1 in the game. Cux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richardson moves to third. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Richardson scores. Cux moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cux fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. White hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Renna pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to second. Billy Klaus pinch runs for Bill Renna. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Don Button. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Richardson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Murray Wall now pitching. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-4 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Richardson. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Williams reaches second base with a double. Runnels goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 8, Red Sox, 8. Marty Keogh pinch runs for Ted Williams. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn throws the ball into McDougald, who tags Jensen, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Keogh scores. Two outs. It's 9-8, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Marty Keogh now playing right field. Jackie Jensen now playing left field. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Bobby Richardson. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra pinch hits for Johnny Cox. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and New York Yankees, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.